This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at the Maltese's 60th Independence Day celebrations in capital Mali today. The Prime Minister is on a state visit to the Maltese at the invitation of President Mohamed Moeizu. Yesterday, speaking at a state banquet hosted in his honour by President Moeizu and First Lady Sajida Mohammed, Prime Minister Modi expressed his gratitude for the invitation and extended his best wishes to the people of the Maltese on their Independence Day.
मालदीव के 60वें स्वतंत्रता दिवस पर गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर के रूप में आना मेरे लिए सम्मान की बात है। मैं इस निमंत्रण के लिए राष्ट्रपति जी का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और सभी भारतवासियों की ओर से मालदीव के लोगों को हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। इस वर्ष भारत मालदीव संबंधों की भी 60वीं वर्षगांठ मनाई जा रही है। भारत और मालदीव के संबंध सदियों पुराने हैं। हम पड़ोसी हैं, साझेदार हैं और जरूरत के समय साथ खड़े रहने वाले सच्चे मित्र हैं। जैसा मैंने पहले भी कहा है, मालदीव भारत की नेबरहुड फर्स्ट पॉलिसी में विशेष स्थान रखता है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Maltese Vice President Hossein Mohamed Latif today. The two leaders discussed the key pillars of the India-Maltese friendship, focusing on areas such as infrastructure, technology, climate change, energy and more. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the close collaboration between the two nations has greatly benefited their people and both the countries look forward to deepening their partnership in the years to come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Tuticorin this evening on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport around 7:45 in the evening. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will attend the Adi Thiruvadirai festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Arialur. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has hailed the recently signed Free Trade Agreement or FTA between India and the UK as a game changer. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said that the trade deal opens up vast opportunities across multiple sectors while safeguarding core interests.
A game-changing free trade agreement, jo apar avsar leke भारत के किसानों के लिए, भारत के उद्यमियों के लिए, MSME सेक्टर के लिए, कामगारों के लिए, युवा युवतियों के लिए, मछुआरों के लिए, हर वर्ग के लिए अलग अलग लाभ, बड़ा लाभ देने का काम करेगा। अभी तक जितने फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट हुए उसमें सबसे बड़ा महत्वपूर्ण और कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट यूके और इंडिया का रहा है।
Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the brave soldiers on Kargil Vijay Diwas today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi to honour the brave soldiers. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has said that during Operation Sindoor, the Indian Armed Forces showed the same valour as in Kargil, destroying Pakistan's terrorist infrastructure and achieving a decisive victory. Cross-border fighting between Thailand and Cambodia entered its third day today, raising the death toll to 33. Cambodia reported 13 fatalities, including 8 civilians, while Thailand confirmed 20 dead, among them 14 civilians. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. In cricket, host England will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 544-7 against India on day 4 of the 4th test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Manchester today. And in chess, Koneru Hampi will face fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Georgia today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.